advice if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I'm about to relate. I said, man, fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it. Baby gonna fish it too.
Well, here's, well, hopefully we'll find a little tips that we'd like to relate. Hey, Leaf, how's it going, man?
Not too shabby at all, Deputy D. How about you?
Well, you know, it's not bad. I kind of watch your world as I drive to work every day. And you were saying that the main river is just right about where you want it, right around 3,000 cubic feet a minute, but maybe a little bit up.
Into shape. I'm just a little bit above that. It's been fishing.
I was going to say,
having fun.
I was going to say, it looked to me, eyeball it, and I just kind of go by certain rocks that I watch.
Right.
That it was maybe a little bit over that, but I haven't quite gauged in.
Exactly. Like old Whiskey Rock on the way up past a river bend there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I've been watching. So
still just underwater.
So that, and that's right at about 3?
Yep. You'll kind of see the top of its head start to poke up right there at about 3.
Okay.
But you know, that stretch is already fishing good. Not quite up there by Whiskey because it's a little bit fast right there, but on down the way, you know, it's doing really good right down there by where we pull out at the river bend.
Yeah. Now, I know prior to getting on the air, you said you haven't been out on lakes, but you've been busy on rivers.
So man.
So you've been seeing action just basically how far down you've been going downstream?
Well, I've been working the upper stretch, working with my new guide there, Sarah. She's working with us here at Metow Fishing Adventures.
And you're expanding.
I think she's going to be great, man. She's always been just a really fishing partner and super nice to be around, just fun. And I think she's going to be great for not only beginners and kids, ladies, of course, a very, you know, growing part of the fly fishing industry. Yeah. And also, you know, with the advanced people, because she knows this river pretty well.
She knows
been
your
fishing
stuff,
with us for like 5 years now with Brandon and I, and she's a fishy lady.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, you know, who maybe haven't been out, people have requested you for years. You're a well-known guide in the area, and you really know how to sort of impart not just the knowledge, but the fun, enjoyment of Mother Nature, enjoyment of the thing. And you're looking like you're maybe expanding out with a new partner that might do the same.
Yeah, and you know, it's still super important to me that it's got to have my seal of approval. I know that people might want to go with me because they listen to the fish report, but I absolutely won't send somebody out there with somebody I don't think there's just going to show them a great time.
Yeah.
And that you know, they got to be fun to be around. And then have just a great knowledge of the area. Those are two of the most important things.
Oh, yeah. It really is the experience. I mean, catching fish is fun, but it's the experience of just being out there. So,
So we've been out there. We've been doing some training. And I've been just acting like a client, which has been pretty nice because I'm not usually up in the front of the boat. And I'm taking it easy on her. I'm not like throwing a bunch of wind knots in it and turned around asking her if she can fix it in the middle of the rapids or anything. But, you know, I'm making her work for it. And she's been doing a great job. And we've been catching some great fish. Cutthroat, nice size. She got a nice size residual steelhead. You know, a steelhead smolt that didn't go probably last year or something. Looked like one of the S1s. And that was up there on that side channel at Whitefish Island. So props to Whitefish Island people there. Some nice fish hanging out in there. That thing was a chunky fish, you know, right around 17, 18 inches. And that was on the dry. We were catching fish of all kinds on all setups, from the dry to the nymph and the streamer. But we managed to keep it pretty much just to what we were after, the cutthroat and those residual red band steelhead. And it's been fun.
Well, it sounds like everything's hitting on all cylinders. Fish are loving it. The river's perfect. You can get on it.
You bet. Already had a crazy bull trout attack. We were sitting up there at Peter's Hole. I was showing her, you know, where to anchor up in there and what my prime lie was at this time of the year. And she she was actually fishing the back of the boat. I said, all right, this is one of those chances you get to actually fish because we're anchored. And so we were sitting there hitting it together, and she got a little steelhead smolt on and started bringing it back, and this bull trout came right up. It was pretty early in the morning, so I was kind of out of it, and I saw this big old creature come up after that fish, and it literally headbutted the side of the boat. I mean, if it wasn't enough to wake me up already, and I just had to look. She's like, did you see that? I was like, man, just barely. I think I saw that. Did that just happen? So,
how big
they're already up to their old tricks again.
How big do you think he was?
Oh, 26, 27 inches, easy. So, I don't know, like 8 or 9 pounds. And most of it all mouth.
Yeah.
I saw a big scary face.
Just in case you don't know what we're talking about, we've talked about bull trout a lot. It's an ancient species.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah. And they're...
You have that great song on here, Confluences, Salvelinus or whatever.
Yeah, by Ken Bevis.
Yeah, I love it. Well, maybe I had it stuck in my head the other day when I was mushroom picking, so I couldn't stop. And doot, 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 doot.
Yeah.
And then it transitioned over to the river that same day, actually.
Yeah. It's probably been 15 years ago. It so happened that my business phone was the same phone number as the Forest Service used to have.
Oh, boy.
And they were doing transferring a lot of faxes about bull trout.
All right.
They're probably trying to work on habitat.
So you're getting a lot of that.
A lot of that. I mean, they would print out a ream of paper. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of sheets.
Like, stop this or pay the bill.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I think it's time, you know, everybody start looking at that river. You know, it's still going to be a little bit difficult, but there's no reason not to think you can't get into them. Those, the confluences there between side channels and rivers, the back eddies and all these portions of the river where it slows down, that's going to be your shot. You know, a nymph, the golden stoneflies and the yellow Sally type of bug are coming off right now really well. Mm-hmm. And so those are kind of the nymphs I stick to. I'm just kind of staying away from the streamer unless I use this little, it's like a size 10 or 8 bullet head that is up there at Outdoorsman. It's just right, you know, it's trout sized. So I still haven't caught a bull trout on that. Mm-hmm. Just been cutties and the littler fish. And just noticed them attacking the bobber when I was stripping it back in, just subsurface. So, and then when I notice that, that's when I always start going to the dry fly. Because if they're looking that far up, and surely enough, they are. So stimulators and, you know, just... some of that kind of thing, like we were talking about last week.
Are you only going out on the boat, or are you wading some places?
I am actually having great success wading places too. Just be really careful. Just don't go out, you know, far.
But we are getting to that
point. You can get to a point where you can, you know, get out there ankle and knee deep and get a good shot at some stuff. Really actually have a good shot and not just be out there going, what the heck is going on with the river flying by?
Yeah.
No, but it's looking good.
But probably keep an eye on it. Like you said, it's still fluctuating.
Yep. But for the most part, I think shaping up.
Okay, good. And which seems a bit early, yeah?
Oh, it is early. Like, yeah, we ought to mention that. So,
yeah,
you know, we're going to have the trade-off of early spring fishing, which we've kind of missed out on the last few years. We've had these late spring runoffs all the way into July. Even August, but now this is going to kind of hurt us maybe in August where it kind of slows down, gets way low, and starts to warm up the water. Those fish won't like it. And we'll get to that point where I'm going to recommend don't even fish in the middle of the day because it won't be good for them. But, you know, when we start getting there, we'll talk about it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the season does seem different. It seems different everywhere you are. Even on the west side of the mountains, it's different. It just gives us something to talk about.
Yep. Hey, it just gives us something to tell you. And if you haven't caught it here, you want any more information, just give me a call, 429-7298. We'll let you know anything that there is to know, or just follow Methow Fishing Adventures blog at flyfishersproshop.com. And until that time we see each other next, out on the water, I hope, getting our fish on, you make sure to get your fish on.
Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here a little tip that I would like to relate. I said, man, the fish pipe, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it, baby gonna fish it too.